So we're doing the Chovat Tanidim, we're up to page 10. Umamor meir lanu ashlazal. And what light the Shnei Luchos Abris, that famous work called the Shla, what light he enlightens us with, bedochenu binyanech chinuch dorenu, in our path with regard to educating our generation. Bomwala pasuk, when he says about the verse, al tochach letz penis naecha, tochach lechacham beyehaveka, don't rebuke the joker, lest he hate you. Rebuke the wise man, and he will love you. The Shla said, in understanding in the verses, when you come to rebuke your fellow man, don't disgrace him, don't treat him lightly, and don't shame him. Lomar letzata, don't approach him and tell him you're a joker, because in that he will hate you. Velo yishmalcha, he won't listen to you. So the Shla is saying, Al tochach letz ben yisnecha, is a reference to how we should rebuke, not who we should rebuke. Don't rebuke him and tell him you're a joker, you're what you're good for. No. Al tochach letz. Don't rebuke him saying you're a letz, you're a joker, ben yisnecha, lest he hate you. Hochach lechacham, rather rebuke, saying he's intelligent. Emolo halo chachamata. Wait a second, tell him, you're smart. Velamata seko, why should you do things this way? V'yaveka, he will love you. V'yishmalecha, he will listen to you. Adkan lishono ha-kedosha, till here is his holy word. V'adkama tzichim nizeh b'doreinu b'zeh, and how much we have to be careful in this in our generation, k'shelev anar gam be'atzmo kol kach mitrachek meitanu, when the lad's heart on its own already is so distant from us. V'chutz mizeh shohochach lechacham kanal nachutz lanu, and not only do we need to rebuke them with the positive, with approaching them as you're such a wise person, kedei lekarev et lev hanar eleinu, to bring the child closer to us, gam le'etzem hachinuch yo'il harbe, not only that, but it'll also help the essence of the education, lefateach et kochei hatalmid, to develop the strengths of the student, shel haguf v'hamoch latzet mimistarim, the strengths of his body, the strengths of his intellect, to come out of the woodwork, so to speak, to come out of their hiding place. Leitchazek, to be stronger, ulehitazel b'torah v'avodah, and to girdle themselves with the Torah and the service of Hashem. Mishel mashal lemishem shavchim oto b'fanav shenadvanu. For example, if you praise someone before him and you say, "Ooh, how generous is this person?" As yesh, then sometimes sheitchazek latet nedava, he will have a stronger heart to give a donation. Shelo yayachol mikodem. Limshol beruchov v'litna. Earlier he couldn't take control of his spirit and give that donation. Mipnei shebazeh mishavchim oto lenadvam, because now they compliment him that he is generous. Pitu et koach nafsho, in doing so they seduce the strength of his nefesh latzet, to come out v'litigaber al midat hakamtzanut shelo, and to overcome that trait of stinginess that is within him. Tzarich hamlamed v'ha'av lechapes achar eze midah tova sheyesh batalmid. The educator, the parent, has to seek out the good trait that is in the student, ulshabcheu ba, and to praise him in it, veichazkehu, and strengthen it, lemor, telling him kama hachshara veicholet shel gadlut batora vaavodah vechulu omet lecha lematara. Wow, you are so fit, you have such potential for greatness in Torah and avodah, you have such strength already, you already have hachshara, you already have certain predispositions, you have certain strengths that are standing with you to attain the goal. And if you only work, you'll get there. But the teacher or the parent has to do it with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, bofen shelo yavo talmid legeut, in a way that the student doesn't come to be proud, v'itrashlut al yedei zeh, or to be lackadaisical. I got all these traits. If a parent sometimes compliments him not intelligently, so then he weakens the student because he feels, I've got so much going for me. Lo tziyinu et kol hamkumot b'torah v'shulchan aruch asher morim lanu et darchei hachinuch v'asher b'doreinu zeh tzrichim losif ledekdek b'hem ki kechol asher yarbu lechapes yimtzau. We did not point out all the places in Torah and Shulchan Aruch that teach us how to educate, even though in this generation we need it so much. because the more you seek, the more you'll find. It's not limited to one or two places.